to Hellmuth. Hellmuth against Finkel. Gets a screen from Boers. Now Smiglinski on him as they switch. Back over to Boers. Right wing for three. This one's no good. Rebound, though, brought in by Kepex Sawyers. And we have a whistle, and looks like he traveled with it, or no, actually stepped out of bounds. And that'll be Kepex's fourth turnover of this evening. 11-6. Smiglinski gets a much-needed breather for him. He's replaced by number 12, Michael Anderson from Harbor Beach. Both teams with just nine players on their rosters. Substitution for KPAC, number 22, Joey Montney, replaces number 15, Brad Schaefer. So Montney checks in. Dylan Kadar gets the inbound over to Anderson at midcourt, still in the backcourt, gets across the timeline. 90 seconds left in this first quarter. Mason Yan at the right elbow goes down the right side of the lane. This one falls for two. Mason Yan now with 9 points, and Harbor Beach is out to a 7-point lead, 13-6, 1:20 left in the first quarter. DeBoers inside the lane against Yan, and this one's easy for the jump shot now from the bunny. And Boers has four, and it's a 5-point game, 13-8. 1:05 left in the first. Parker Yan takes a three left wing. This one's too much. Rebound brought in by Kadar, in for two. Good deflection from Finkel, set up Kadar on that one. Dylan Kadar in the books. Back out with a 7-point lead, 53 seconds left in the first. 15-8, Harbor Beach leading GAPAC. Hellmuth gets a screen from Boers on the pick and roll. Nothing there, though. Has to retreat still at the right wing. Now to the left wing. Nearly thrown out of bounds at the left wing now. That'll be Barker. Barker against Yan to Boers against Parker Yan. Down to the baseline. Trying to clear his way out. Nothing there. Spins to the basket. This one is in for two. The 6'9 senior makes his present count. He has six. It's a 5-point game. 15-10. 24 seconds left. Ron Ruble calling for the last shot here, calling in the action. Mason Yan across midcourt now, being guarded by number 25, Hank Barker, the junior. The only junior on the squad. Mason Yan now 12 seconds, dribbling at midcourt. Gives it to the right wing to his brother at the right elbow.
Let's start now.
6 seconds left. Parker Yan back to Finkel, back to Parker Yan. 3 seconds left. He has to do something with it. Launches it up. This one's too strong, and we've reached the end of the first quarter with a score of Harbor Beach 15, KPAC 10 after 8 minutes of play right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring. Or stopping by our vision center, senior living, our wellness center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb, it's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours too. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And on to the second quarter. Harbor Beach will start out on offense as they lost the tip in the beginning of the game, so they'll get the first possession here in the second quarter. They lead 15-10. Mason Young leads all scorers with 9 points. Trevor Boers for KPAC has six. It's 15-10. Harbor Beach by 5 points. On to the second quarter now. Down to the right block to Mason Yan, and it goes off his foot out of bounds. And that'll just be the second turnover for the Pirates tonight. KPAC has four. Rebounding is just as close, and that's 7-8. Harbor Beach with the one rebound advantage so far.
Shooting, the Chiefs shot 30% in the first quarter, 43% for the Pirates.
Boers gets it at the right block, being guarded by Kadar on the give and go. Now inside the lane to number 22, Montney. This one's no good, out of bounds, and it'll be KPAC ball.
Oh, that was right there.
7:29 left in the first half. Harbor Beach leading by 5 points. Inbounding for the Chiefs, that'll be Hellmuth. Hellmuth gets it in, swings it around the perimeter, back up to the top to Barker. Barker to Montney. Back to Boers. Right wing against Parker Yon. Dribbles in. Spins to the right. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Harbor Beach Parker Yon. Here come the Pirates. Leading by five. Mark Mason Yon at the left wing. Being guarded by number 25, Hank Barker. Free throw line now. Over to the right wing to Anderson for Harbor Beach. 7:05 left in the second. Dylan Kadar to the top. Being guarded by Sawyers. Kadar goes to the left wing or left elbow jump shot. And this one is good. The sophomore with a bright future, he has four, and his Harbor Beach out by seven, ties their largest lead of the night. 17-10, 6:50 left in the second quarter. Over to the right wing, Helmuth. Into the corner to Motney, back up to the top to Sawyers. Sawyers to Barker, back to the top to Helmuth.
Big possession for the Chiefs.
Moving the ball well around the perimeter. Gets a screen from Boers, dribbles to his left. Nothing there, though. Over to the right wing to Motney. Motney picks it in deeper into the corner to Barker. Now to Boers in the deep corner. At the free throw line, jump shot from Motney is no good. Rebound still loose, and it's tipped back in by Boers, and he has 8 points. 17-12, 6:15 left in the second. Finkel dribbling all the way down to the baseline, kicks into the corner to Kadar. Kadar's floater's no good. Rebound brought in by number three, Helmuth for KPAC. Eighth rebound for the Chiefs tonight. Helmuth against Finkel, spinning at the left wing.
Now, Finkel did a nice job defensively.
Now Boers dives in the lane. The layup's no good. Rebound brought in by Barker. Keeps possession alive for KPAC. For three in the right wing. This one's no good from Barker. And rebound Harbor Beach. Finkel pushing tempo down to Parker Yon on the baseline. This one's blocked. Actually kicked into the corner to Mason Yon on the right wing. Dribbles inside the lane. And he is fouled and one. Count the basket. He'll go to the free throw line. And the foul will go against number 25 of KPAC. That would be Hank Barker, and that's his second, team second as well. So Mason Yon goes to the free throw line. He's already in double digits at 11, trying to make it 12 with a made free throw. It's 5:37 left in the second quarter, and Harbor Beach has the chance to extend this lead to the largest of the night with a made free throw from Mason Yon. 19-12, and he does, and it's now 20-12, an 8-point lead for Harbor Beach. 5:35 left in the first half. Helmuth across midcourt, dribbling at the right wing. Finkel from a distance guarding. Kicks it to the right wing to Sawyers. Sawyers to Boers at the right elbow against Yon. Parker Yon. The jump shot, this one is good. Boers has 10, and it's 20-14. Harbor Beach by 6 points. Mason Yon across midcourt, being guarded by Hank Barker with two fouls. Mason Yon dives in the lane, no foul there. Rebound brought in by Barker. Here comes KPAC. Montney slows things down to Boers, left wing against Parker Yon, into the corner to Helmuth. Helmuth brings it back up to the top, now over to the right wing to Sawyers, back to Helmuth at the left wing. Gets a screen from Boers, it's going to his left. Helmuth, trying to feed inside on the mismatch, nothing there. Now they get it inside against the much shorter Finkel. To the opposite block, and it's thrown away, and Anderson's there to save it for the Pirates. But there is KPAC to steal it away into the hands of Montney. Using number 23, Sawyers, on that one after the turnover. Three turnovers for Harbor Beach, four for KPAC, none in this quarter, though. It's a four-point game, 20-16, 4:25 left in the second. Mason Yon to Parker Yon, top of the key for three. Yes! Parker Yon gets in the books with his first three of the night. It's now a 7-point lead for the Pirates, 23-16.
That was huge for the Pirates.
Definitely. 4:10 left in the first half, 23-16. Helmuth over to the right wing. Over to the left wing, deep into the corner to Barker. Barker to Boers, left wing. Good atmosphere here tonight in Harbor Beach on a Wednesday. And Parker Yon tips it out of Boers' hands, out of bounds. It'll be KPAC ball. Basically in line with the free throw line on the near side of your radio, left side. 3:58 left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach 23, KPAC 16. Three lead changes and two ties, all coming in the first quarter ever since it's been Harbor Beach. Helmuth to Sawyers. Sawyers feeds it into Boers, and there's Michael Anderson, and it's going to be a foul against Boers as he tried to reach in as Anderson stole it away, and this will be Boers' first foul and his team's third. Big man Evan Smiglinski checks in. He replaces, looks like Anderson's going to sit down. And we have a substitution for KPAC, number 15, Brad Schaefer. He replaces Jacob Sawyers. So out there for Harbor Beach, we have Finkel inbounding, Mason Yon, Dylan Kadar, Parker Yon, and Evan Smiglinski. For KPAC, Brad Schaefer, Trevor Boers, number 22, Joe Montney, number 3, Jordan Helmuth, and number 25, Hank Barker. Mason Yon dives in the lane, too strong of a layup, rebound Boers. Here comes K-Pac, trailing by 7.